Yo.
It's Megan.
And Brooks.
We're the Sis
Bro
Show.
A comedy
duo.
Hey.
I need like the clapping, you know?
Wow.
There's different little clips I can add. I want to see if there's a, like applause.
You should probably do like a whole like stadium going nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's I want it to be realistic. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we can be the first people who do a podcast like live in front of like a studio audience.
Oh my God, that would be great.
To get actual reactions. Of course, we would tell them how to react with our, you know, applause sign or laugh or.
And the producer, because I went to a live taping of The Biggest Loser, and it was the finale, so it was live. And just the things that happen behind the scenes, like the producer warms up the crowd and gives away free stuff so people get excited and tells you how to react, makes you stand up. There's different sections that you're in, and like he makes the different sections stand up. Yeah, it was different to experience. Like, I don't know what I was expecting, but it was a little bit different.
Yeah.
And one of the contestants of The Biggest Loser, she fell as she was like running up to get weighed, and everybody went, whoa, or, oh,
like, yeah.
Yeah. And that wasn't part of what the producer wanted us to do. So he got mad. What are you supposed to do? Right.
I mean, it's a live show. Maybe it'd be your time to kind of break out and, you know, get the spotlight. You know?
Oh, I definitely saw my back a few times because I DVR'd it. Oh, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. I saw mine and our sister Jessie's back because she went with me.
If you recall, I was on TV as well.
Oh, you were, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was as Phantom Fox 4 because I was in that Gears of War 2007 World Championship.
In Prague.
In Prague, in the Czech Republic.
Yep, I think our listeners know that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want to remind everyone, you know.
Yeah. If you're just now tuning in.
If you're just now tuning in, you're a new listener. Phantom Fox 4 on Twitch TV.
Give them a follow. Yeah, subscribe. Yeah,
follow, subscribe, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook.
So, how you been? Jennifer's been acting a bitch, I heard.
Oh, my God. Well, I think I went like 2 weeks without having any issues with my kidney stones. 2 weeks.
Mm.
And then I ran that fucking mile. And I've been cursing that ever since.
All right. I thought we decided exercise bad.
Exercise bad, fat and happy.
Yeah. When will you learn?
I don't know. Because I told myself, I was like, oh, it's been 2 weeks. Maybe I can go ahead and start, you know, working out again.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little workout and followed up with a mile. I ended up pushing it too hard and to beat my record, which I did get a new record, a mile in 11 minutes, 26 seconds.
Well, that's good.
I know, guys, envy me. Women I'm taking. Calm down.
I know. You're married. Why are you exercising? Like, it don't make sense.
Yeah, it does. Dude, I'm a weirdo.
Well, I've been exercising too. I'll join the weirdo club with you.
Yeah, the merry weirdo want to be ripped club.
I just want to be not fat. I'm on day 3. Oh God, yesterday was leg day, and I had to have Cooper and Henry help me up the stairs.
Mm.
It was bad.
Leg day, do it.
Today was arm and ab day, so they're like 30-minute workouts. They're high intensity. Intervals. And I did 30 minutes of arms, and then they had this 10-minute bonus abs, and I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll do that too. I'm trying to lose some weight. I went low carb, I cut out sugar, I do my fasting, I drink a protein shake, just because if I don't, then after I work out, I feel kind of woozy, you know?
Yeah.
I take my vitamins. Yeah,
well, I don't mean to brag, but I can do 3 pull-ups now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Without Crystal helping you?
Without Crystal helping me. It was a little rough at first. Like, at first, I couldn't do any pull-ups.
Right.
So, I would do, like, you know, different exercises to kind of strengthen my back and stuff, like arm hangs or, like, the negatives where you jump up into like the pull up with your chin over the pull up bar, and then you slowly let yourself down. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing stuff to strengthen it, and now I can do like 3 pull ups. I can do 3 sets of 3 pretty much.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so it's not bad. I'm working my way up.
I can almost do a push up.
Yeah.
I can do a few on my knees, but then when I go to my toes, I'm weak.
Well, that's what they recommend, though. They recommend if you can't do regular push-ups, start off like on your knees where it's easier. Or even if you're doing like regular push-ups and then you start like getting to the point where you can't do any more regular push-ups, just go to your knees and start doing push-ups on your knees because it's going to help build that strength up.
Right. And that's what they say on my workout videos that I'm following. I have to follow the modifier sometimes. But hey, like I said, this is my third day. I started working out at the beginning of this year. I joined the Y, but then COVID hit.
Yeah.
So I paused my Y membership. Because, I mean, they wanted you to keep it, but why?
Yeah, why would you do that?
They were like, we still have to pay our staff. And I'm like, but why?
but I'm not getting anything out of this.
Yeah, and your staff isn't doing anything. Yeah.
So what kind of business model is this?
Right. And they do live videos on Facebook if you're in the Y group, but they don't record them. So if you're not there during the live, then you're fucked. Huh. Yeah, so.
So still inconvenient.
Right. That's why I got a Beachbody subscription, the Beachbody On Demand. Because there's like a million workout programs. And I started with the 21-day fix. It's supposed to like give you good results fairly quickly to keep you motivated, just keep working out.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying it. It's pretty fun. The people that lead them are really motivating and, makes me feel good about myself. And they're like, I'm proud of you. Oh. Thanks. I'm trying really hard. I'm glad you noticed.
I mainly just go to YouTube. YouTube they have a pretty good amount of people on there with different workout routines. I mean, I have my own like routines and like days and stuff from when I used to work out and used to be in like really good shape.
Yeah.
I was in really good shape. Mm-hmm. But so I do stuff. I still look at YouTube videos to find alternate exercises, stuff to mix up my exercises, stuff to target muscle groups that I never really tried to really target before.
Right. Yeah. So. I've looked at YouTube. Chloe Ting is somebody that I've watched. She has like this 2-week lose weight challenge. And then I watch other YouTubers who have done the challenge and look at their results. And I mean, it's pretty good. But I guess what I like about Beachbody is they give you meal plans to go along with each of the weeks. Mm-hmm. And you get a coach that keeps you accountable. So there's a lot more benefits to it, but YouTube is definitely a good place to go if you're looking for some free options.
And when it comes to diet, I don't know if it's like a guy thing or just a me thing, but when it comes to like dieting and stuff, like I can eat the same thing like every day.
Yeah, it's definitely a you thing, I think. Well, I don't know. Kevin could probably eat the same thing too. He's got his favorite foods that he would eat every day if I let him.
Yeah, because I mean, when it comes to like dieting and stuff, and I get real strict on my diet, like I do like super small portions, and the majority of time, like I'll do like, I still have a cheat day during the week, but six days out of the week, I'm eating nothing but like chicken, broccoli, and an egg.
See, for me, I'm just eating low carb, so there's a lot of different options that I can have. I have my protein shake, which is pretty good. I mean, that's another thing Beachbody offers are shakes. Mm-hmm. And then I have, I made chicken burritos. And instead of using a tortilla, I use those folios, which are these cheese wraps. Mm. So it's like a thin slice of cheese that you can use as a tortilla. They're pretty flimsy. So I had to end up finishing with a fork, but they were delicious.
I have to try that. I do enjoy a good wrap.
Yeah, they're good. You can get them at Walmart. And then I had tuna last night with some veggies, and then a small piece of watermelon. Hmm. Yeah. Cause watermelon isn't that high in carbs. It's high in fiber and it's mostly water content. So it's pretty good for people trying to lose weight.
Yeah. We do the same thing with snacks with celery. I do like celery and peanut butter.
Oh yeah.
Additional protein.
I got this peanut butter called 100% peanuts, and it's just peanuts, like just crushed up peanuts. It doesn't have anything else in it, and it literally just tastes like peanuts with no salt, no sugar, no nothing. You have to keep it in the fridge or else it just gets really runny.
Oh, I think I've seen something about that.
Yeah. So I keep it in the fridge so that I can use it with celery. And then I have this veggie dip that's got like different, like I have garden and then I have spinach and artichoke and I have cucumbers and carrots that I eat it with. That's pretty good.
I'm pretty hooked on my protein shakes that I still have. Like I supplement them like as a meal. So for lunch every day, I still have, I use 2% milk and like a chocolate mint, protein powder. And then I, break up a piece of, I break up a banana, throw it in there and one spoonful of peanut butter. So it's like a chocolate peanut butter banana shake.
Oh, yum.
And I'm like, I loved it so much. I was like, I need to find more stuff like this. Like I love this shake. I want to find like, there's gotta be other good, like ways to mix it up and do like really good shakes like that.
Yeah. Well, the people in my group, so the shakes that Beachbody has, they also have like the powder that you can mix up yourself. So they have the premix and then they have the powder. And they'll get the chocolate ones. And one recipe I saw either yesterday or the day before, somebody had frozen black cherries that they threw in their shake with almond milk and then the chocolate and then a little bit of vanilla extract. And she said it tasted like brownie batter. Yeah. So something to consider.
Yeah, I can get down on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think just keeping frozen fruits is good if you're going to do those shakes because those are easy just to throw in and give it some, you know, like the iciness of it. Yeah.
You're right.
Somebody else mentioned blueberries, but I'm allergic, so I didn't read the rest of it. But I bet that would be good. Yeah, so.
But yeah, but I can't work out right now, so I'm taking it easy because every time I work out, I end up in immense pain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like over Memorial Day, I think it was like Sunday was pretty bad. Then Monday was all right. Then Tuesday I get hit hard. I ended up calling out of work because it was just fucking killing me. And yesterday I had to leave work early and I didn't even make it like out of work. Like I told them, I was like, hey, I gotta go. I was like, I gotta get out of here. So I left like an hour early and on my way past bathrooms, I ran in, threw up real quick and then left.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You need to go to the doctor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm doing all right today. I just need to, and I'll probably still end up going to a doctor to get them to look in there. Because one, I want to know what's going on there. Two, I want to see how many kidney stones are left in there. Because if I'm passing like multiple, like today I was fine. And I think it gets really bad when I'm passing them. I want to know, like, I want an idea, like, hey, you know.
I've been how much I got?
how many more I got left of this shit?
Ew. Well, I've been good. I don't have no kidney stones.
Oh, lucky you.
I feel great, except for I'm super sore.
Oh, yeah. I did, when I first started doing leg day, that's when I was over at Jesse and Michael's. And I did a leg day, and I went out into the garage to do some laundry. And I closed the door behind me. And when I closed the door and stepped down to it's like one step and then the actual floor for the garage. As soon as I took that first step, my legs just turned to noodles. And I legit, like, my legs were just, like, wobbling, like, and I almost fell. I had to, like, hold on to the doorknob to keep myself upright.
Oh, it's brutal. I've been taking vitamins, too. And, oh, my gosh, so let me tell you what I heard. This goes to the coronavirus. I feel like we talk a lot about working out and
is this
corona.
Is this a shout-out to corona? No. This is for you, Corona.
Yeah. The people that are dying with the coronavirus, like their blood's getting tested, and 98% of them, from what I've heard, are vitamin D deficient. Yeah. And the people that are recovering have like normal levels of vitamin D. So you get vitamin D from the sun or you take it as a supplement. They're telling people to stay inside. You know, don't go out. So it's like weakening your vitamin D levels. And that's why I think now that they're opening things up, there's a huge spike. You know, I mean, not just a vitamin D, of course, it's because people are getting closer to each other and everything, but I take vitamin D because I had my blood tested and I was vitamin D deficient. So I take vitamin D. So I felt a little good about that. I was like, oh yeah, I got my vitamin D. I'm pretty good.
I had my blood test not too long ago because what did they say? They said there I could have had a vitamin deficiency because of my eyes.
Yeah.
Like that could have been one of the causes of it. But I had my blood tested and they're like, oh no, you're good. Because I was actually, I can't remember what it was that they thought I might be low on, but I started taking supplements for it just to be on the safe side. And then when I got my blood taken, they're like, yeah, you're good. You shouldn't be taking that no more. You're fine. I was like, all right, it worked.
Yeah, I was low in a lot of things, but I also take vitamins for my hair and my skin. Just because after having the baby, my hormone levels were all crazy and I was losing a lot of hair. And they say after a year, you're supposed to start growing it back, but I just kept losing it. So I take this hair, skin, and nails, and it's got lots of different vitamins in it for your hair. And I take biotin also. Because that's good. And I've noticed like after a month, my hair is not falling out as much. You know, you lose hair every day, but
yeah.
And then I take iron cause I had low iron. And I've noticed a difference with like the dark circles under my eyes and also the hair. They said that that could contribute to your hair loss. I take the vitamin D and I also take magnesium citrate because it's good for your heart. It's good for your bones. And it keeps you regular, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, everything. And, you know, if you take iron, then that's one of the side effects is you get a little backed up. So that just helps with that. And then I have my shake, which has got a ton of vitamins in it. And I got to say, like, if you're vitamin D deficient and then you start taking the supplement, it takes a while. I would say at least a month, maybe 6 weeks. But you feel like a completely different person.
What?
Yeah, like completely different. Being vitamin D deficient could cause depression, cause anxiety. It could cause you to feel sluggish and tired all the time, have no energy. I mean, it really contributes to like your mental health, your physical health, your moods. And so once you get, because I think the normal amount that people are supposed to take is like 5,000 IUs a day or something like that. Well, they put me on 15,000 because I was so low.
Dang.
So I was on that for a month and then I got to go down to 10 and then now I'm down to 5, but I really feel like a completely different person. Like I get up in the morning, no problems. I'm not like dreading the day anymore. I mean, and of course that's probably have to do with I'm starting to exercise. I've been listening to a lot of self-help bullshit. But hey, it was working. What can I say? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got a lot of things going on, a lot of like goals and stuff for myself, and I'm working towards them. And I think you feel better overall whenever you get shit done during the day versus just laying around doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's a difficult thing too, is when you're just feeling in general, you're just feeling tired and lazy and just don't want to do anything. You even just make yourself get up and accomplish something, you'll feel a little bit better, you know, cause you're like, okay, I got that done today.
Yeah, exactly.
Like me, I gotta put some laundry away that's been sitting in a basket in the laundry room for like a month. Oh, no, not.
I know what you mean. Like laundry will be the death of me. I fucking hate laundry. I wish they had
17 million kids.
I wish they had a machine that not just washes and dries it, but also folds it and puts the shit away.
Like spits out like a little Roomba robot with all the clothes on it and just like takes them to like the dressers.
Yeah. Oh, hey, man. Oh, we're on to something.
We're on to something now.
I would buy that. Yeah. I mean, I might have to save a few years, but I would get it eventually.
I can already see a nice Cispro show line of appliances coming out.
all influenced by the fact that we're lazy.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, what if you had like a blender that would get all the ingredients for you, blend it, and then just shoot the juice like into your mouth?
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Oh my God. Or like a stove that would cook your food and then it would spoon feed you while you're taking a bath. Yeah.
And then leftovers, you wouldn't ever have to worry about putting up leftovers.
Oh my God. We just need, oh, one does it all robot, basically. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, we're looking at androids probably.
Like, robot, I can't reach this hard to reach spot on my bag.
Robot, I'm thirsty. I like that we automatically just call a robot. It doesn't have a name or anything. It's the new line of Sisbro shows, robots. Do you have a robot? Robot. We need to see your own commercial.
Clip my toenails.
Robot, I'm tired. Carry me to bed.
Oh, man. But, hey, nothing, you know, creepy with the robot people.
Yeah. Oh, you know someone's going to fuck it.
Oh, yeah. They have
robot,
those.
I'm horny.
They have those like six robots. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have seen those.
Oh my god, I watched this show. You might have seen the same one where this guy like buys one and he becomes his girlfriend and he like takes it places and his family's like totally against it.
What? Why would they be against that?
He takes it to like baseball games.
Well, I mean,
because it's his girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, it's sweet. You don't want to leave her at home.
He's in love
with
it.
What you going to do? Should you go and sit there and wait to get fucked? I mean,
it's got a job to do.
Yeah, it's kind of like the polite thing to do, really.
Well, you know, like we had like the civil rights movement, and then the gays wanted to get married, and now it's the transgender. I think eventually people are going to be like campaigning to marry their robots.
There was a robot. An AI, like a robot that actually some country gave her citizenship. She is a citizen now.
Oh my God. That's kind of scary.
It is. I think during like a press conference, they kept asking her and prying her about destroying humanity. And then she finally just gave in and said, okay, I'm going to take over and destroy humanity. And they're like, whoa, press conference over.
I mean, come on, I could see like this whole group of six robots like rebelling. We're tired of getting raped.
I just don't get the idea behind sex robots. I mean, they're all like clanky. Like, wouldn't it be like trying to like have sex with like a trash can? I mean,
I don't know.
You know, or like a dishwasher.
They wouldn't be cheating.
I mean,
you walk in. What are you doing with that dishwasher? I don't know like the mechanics behind it. I know that you can like program it to say whatever you want it to say, and so this guy had programmed his to just, you know, compliment him all the time, and make him feel good about himself.
I mean, that sounds like a good self-esteem booster. It does. If you ask me.
But he would take it to like family functions and they would be like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, it's my girlfriend. Robot.
Did he just carry her around or transport her like on a dolly? I mean, like a furniture dolly with the straps on it?
Yeah, sort of. I don't think he wheeled her in. He like just toted her.
Yeah.
Yeah, like put her on his side. I'll have to find it. It was some like strange show about people being strange.
I mean, it sounds like it belongs there. So
like the one guy who said he was a baby or something, and like his wife had to take care of him, and he wore a diaper and he slept in a huge crib. Yeah, people are crazy. I watched this show on Netflix with what's his name, Ricky Gervais. It's called I can't remember, Afterlife or something like that. It's about his wife dying and his like life after. And he works for a newspaper. They go interview people. I told you about them interviewing the guy that said he was raped by the ghost of Liberace.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
They interviewed one guy that said he was a 7-year-old girl and he had like pigtails, and but he was married and he had a daughter. And his daughter came home from school and he was like, hey, you want to play dollies later? And she was like, who are they? And they're like, they're the newspaper. And she's like, oh my God, my life is over. I feel sorry for kids of weird parents. Like, I'm weird, but I am not.
Yeah, like weird. Actually weird.
Yeah, I'm just quirky. Yeah. I think, yeah.
Spunky.
I'm a big ball of fun. Okay, let's take a break from this big ball of fun.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Oh, okay. So we whenever exercising, vitamins, sex robots. What's next?
I think we hit some pretty good key points today so far.
Weirdos.
Yep.
Who's like the weirdest person you've ever met?
The weirdest person I've ever met?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've met some weird people.
I have too. I've worked with weird people. I've known relatives of friends that were super weird. We have some relatives that are super weird.
That's true.
I think everybody does, though.
I'm trying to think of the weirdest person I've ever met.
Yeah, me too. I know some really cool people, too, though.
Well, I guess I'm about to say when this gal, I had this girl I worked with before, but I think she was just on drugs. So I don't think that counts because I don't think she was weird, you know, by default.
She was just a weird junkie.
She was just a weird junkie, yeah.
Yeah. I watched some Dr. Phil, like, preview of an episode, and this girl was trying to say that she was not doing anything, and the way she was acting, she was obviously on something. Like, she couldn't sit still. She just kept changing the subject, and she just kept talking really fast and, like, just, you know, going back and forth in her seat. And yeah, they said that she was an alcoholic, but she was obviously something else too.
Well,
yeah.
Well, that every time I hear Dr. Phil, I always think of slacking off at my job. And let me tell you why.
Go on.
I mean, this is a good topic in general. It's just slacking off at your job. So we had to do a fire damage one time when I was doing water and fire damage restoration. And fire damages are very tedious. Like, you have to go through the entire house and wipe everything down. Ceilings, walls, every little content, all surfaces, anything like that. And so it gets extremely boring. So we're in this woman's house and cleaning stuff, and she left the TV on, and she had run out. I think she had to go pick up like her kid or something like that. She asked if we were going to be all right by ourselves there. And I was, you know, told her, I'm pretty sure, I think it's ma'am. So she left, and I'm sitting there like cleaning all these different like contents and stuff. But I made sure I was in the room with the TV so I could watch Dr. Phil that she left on TV. So I'm just standing there watching Dr. Phil. And I'll probably clean like a couple things multiple times because I wasn't paying attention.
So what was the episode about?
Oh, I can't remember.
But it was interesting at the time.
Yeah, it was interesting at the time. It was something else to, you know, to do while I was, you know, cleaning contents. We also had one time where I mean, this is a majority of it, the water damage and fire damage stuff, is when I did most of my slacking off. I mean, I slacked off at other jobs too, but
I mean, who doesn't? Though?
Yeah. There was one where they sent me and another guy out to take a look at this place just to, you know, see what was going on with it. And the homeowner wasn't there. You know, a lot of times they just let us in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they left a key for us. We went in and I mean, the floors were falling through. It was bad. It was going to be a rough job. And me and the dude I was there with, we ended up sitting on the couch watching the satellite TV. And oh, then nice. There was another one. This guy had a lake house.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And it was a nice little house. It had metal, like, sheeting underneath the house. And we had to, like, cut the metal sheeting away. And it was so hot under there.
Ooh.
And so we did that. And the guy, the homeowner told us, he's like, hey, man, if you guys want to go for a dip, you know, by all means. And that was the only time we even saw him. So needless to say, that job lasted for almost a week because me and the other dude kept going swimming in the lake.
It was refreshing.
It was hot. It was great. I think the first day we just went like swimming like in our underwear. And then the second day we showed up for the job, me and him both brought our swimming trunks.
Yeah, I just did it without talking about it.
Yeah, we just have to show up like, hey, you sell drugs. Let's go for a dip. So that was a great job. And then, like, we would be sitting on the docks eating lunch and stuff like that after a good swim. Mm-hmm. Get a call from one of the project managers. Like, hey, what's going on out there? I was like, ah, man, this is a rough one.
It's taking so long.
Mm-hmm. And I told my wife about this one where it's pretty much that same guy. Me and that same guy had a bad habit of doing this. We were going to a job and we decided to stop and get snow cones. Ooh. Yeah, this nice little snow cone stand. And so it was like right down the road and around the corner from the shop, and we stopped and get snow cones. And so we're getting the snow cones and I get a call from the project manager and she's like, hey, where are you guys at? I'm on my way. I should be right behind you guys. And I was like, ooh, we stopped for gas. You probably passed us. And she's like, okay, well, I'll see y'all there. And I told him, I was like, man, grab that snow cone. We got to go.
You go get a, was it a, what do you say? A freeze headache? I can't remember.
Oh, a freeze headache.
A brain freeze.
Yeah.
You know, I have these moments where I just can't think of normal words.
It's like you had a brain fart freeze. Where your brain farted and then it froze over.
I do that all the time. I was on a client call and I couldn't think of the word related. Like, I was just like, the same. Yeah. But
it happens. You remember old Ryan in the dish tank?
Oh, yes.
So my buddy Ryan, I'm sure you guys heard me talk about him a lot on the podcast here. I guess he forgot the word for sink. And so he asked my sister to put his cup in the dish tank. And he said, the dish tank? So every time I think about, you know, people who have lost of words, that's like the first thing popped in my head. So, dish tank.
Can you put these leftovers in the cold cabinet?
I like that. I like the cold cabinet. Yeah. You know, that cold cabinet.
It's like kids when they first start learning words and they just call it something different, mm-hmm. but it makes sense to them, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, all of my kids have done that. Like the sting fly. I bring that up a lot because I mean, it flies and it stings.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It does. The music string thing. I can't remember what Vera called the guitar, but it wasn't a guitar. It was something else. The string music player.
String music player.
And I was like, what? And she was like, you know, the thing that with the strings and it plays the music. I was like, a guitar? She's like, yeah. And now she calls it the guitar, but she pronounces it differently. Like a guitar or something like that.
No guitar.
I can't wait till KJ starts talking and he comes up with his weird shit, because I know he will.
Yeah, they all do. I'm trying to think, do we have any weird shit when we were little that we referred to stuff as?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we did. I know.
And I know we called the backpack, which I still refer to it as the backpack.
I do too. Yeah.
No one else, like, if you were to tell anyone else that, though, like, I'm just going to jump in the backpack. I'm like, the what?
You know, not the back. Not the back
seat of the car, but the backpack.
You know, that. I still call it that, too. And Mama does, too.
Yeah.
I've heard her refer to it like recently as the backpack. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we started that, and then it just like with like your kids and stuff, you know, the parents just pick up on it. And that's what it is now.
Yeah.
In the backpack.
I'm pretty sure. And instead of saying what day is it, we used to just say, what today is it?
What today is it?
And I caught Vera actually saying that exact same thing. What today is it? And then I remember Mama asking somebody what today is, and she's like, damn it, the kids.
Who else? I saw an interview. God, who was it? I'm trying to think who it was. There was an interview with someone. Oh, it's the guy who plays Captain America, Chris Evans.
Uh-huh.
He actually said in the interview, because his kid says it all the time, where he goes, I don't like it. And so someone asked him, he was in there with some other like Avenger or something, they're doing an interview, and he's like, and they asked him about something, he's like, no, I don't like it. And the other guy looks at him like, what? So he had to give the whole like story about how his kid says that, and he just picks up on it and he catches himself saying it.
Yeah, it's true. I know Cooper his main insult when he was really little was donkey puppy. And so I started getting mad at people cutting me off. Like, you fucking donkey puppy. I have no idea where he got that. He just made it up. I guess he wanted to call me a baby donkey. And so he called me a donkey puppy.
A donkey puppy.
Yeah. And I still use it sometimes. You damn donkey puppy.
I don't think there's anything else that we used to, because I know we... I know we would come up with a bunch of different stuff.
Oh, yeah. We did. We were creative and dumb, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think when you're poor, you have to be creative.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially when you don't know you're poor. Mm. So you have to, like, you rationalize. You
creative out of, like, necessity.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have anything else.
No, we didn't. But, you know, I was thinking, I was listening to a book that was talking about changing your habits, and a lot of your habits are ingrained in you as a child, mm-hmm. and how your family reacts to situations. And of course, you know, it wasn't always the easiest house to live in when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. But also, like, we showed our love towards one another, like our family and then extended family, by eating food.
Yes.
You know, like, we would go to Mimal's and she would feed us. Like, that's how she showed her love. And I think that's a Southern thing too. It's not just our mm-hmm. family. But, like, when we would celebrate, it was a cookout and we would have steaks and baked potatoes and, mm-hmm. you know.
And that has definitely carried over. That's something I had identified as well. It's like, you know, even with me and my wife, you know, if I want to feel like doing something nice, I'll just go pick up dinner.
Yeah.
Or, buy dinner. And usually it's not good for you, food.
I know. And, like, for me, if we go out to eat, I have this, like, excitement inside me. I'm just so looking forward mm-hmm. to going out to eat and thinking about what I'm going to get. Am I going to have room for dessert? Oh, fuck it. I am going to have room for dessert. Yeah. I don't care.
Well, I'll make room.
Yeah. And if I got a coupon, holy shit, it's 10 times the excitement.
It's the buffet for me.
Oh, yeah. Man.
When I hit the buffet, especially like Chinese buffet, usually like yes. if I hit the buffet, it's like, oh, it is on. I'm going to get my money's worth tonight.
I know. And I hate it, but the kids are the same way. Like, anytime we want to go somewhere, they're like, can we go to the Chinese buffet or can we go to Golden Corral? We love some Golden Corral.
Also, cleaning your plate. That's probably because we have big plates.
Yeah.
We'd have mm-hmm. a lot of food. And then, like, we were like these tiny kids, and I'm like, oh, you got to eat all your food. And it's like, this is a fucking feast.
We always have to
feed three people, and I'm a child.
And Jessie not eating her cabbage. She had to eat a whole pot of it. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Oh my God.
You gonna eat that cabbage?
Oh, I hated the food, but I would just hold my nose and eat it.
I mean, luckily I didn't care either way, so I would help Jessie out.
Oh, yeah. I remember getting tacos one night and you going to the bathroom and then daddy putting hot sauce on yours.
Oh, yeah. That was actually at Taco Bell.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was actually at Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back when I didn't like hot foods.
And everybody just waited, watched you.
I remember that hit me hard. I mean, at the time, that was like the spot was like crazy hot, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now that I love spicy foods and stuff, like, I get Taco Bell and I put like three packets of fire sauce on like one little taco.
Oh, but that was before they had fire sauce. That was just when they had mild or hot.
Was that just regular hot sauce then?
Yeah, I mean,
I had no, like,
it was regular hot
tolerance
sauce
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that ate me up.
I know you loved your food. I remember sitting at the dinner table and daddy making us all be quiet so we could listen to you.
Oh, yeah. I remember looking up. Everybody's like laughing and looking at me.
And daddy's like, yeah, Bubba, make love to you.
Yeah, that's what he would say. That I would make love to my food because I'd be sitting there, I'd eat it and go,
Yum.
I'd take that bite,
I tell the kids about that.
And then all of a sudden, I hear one snicker, and I look up, everyone's looking at me, they were bust out laughing. I'm like, what? What is it? I don't even realize I'm doing it. I don't even know if I still do it to this day.
Daddy always do his laugh. He does, you know, starts off like, and then, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then
I hear a lot that I sound like daddy as well as my laugh.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember one time at Meemaw's, I was in there. I was laughing about something. And Aunt Linda came in, and she peeked her head around the corner. And she was like, oh, she said, I thought your daddy was here. I thought you sound just like him laughing.
You do. You look like him, too.
Yeah. I told you about that time I found that picture of him in, like, it was like a one, like, jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah.
And his hair was a mess. And I looked at it, and I was like, when did I have my hair like that? Like, I thought that was me.
That is crazy. So you get to see what you're going to look like when you get old.
Oh, good.
Daddy's not up. He's a good looking guy.
Yeah, he's all right, I guess.
He's short. I don't think you'll get short though.
I don't know. You're supposed to get shorter when you get older.
Yeah, maybe. It's weird though, because our parents aren't tall. Like neither one of our, but we all are tall.
Yeah. Well, I think honestly think that's just like evolution. I think humanity itself is just getting bigger.
Maybe. I think
from, like, all the stuff we're eating.
Yeah, like the hormones and the chicken and stuff. I've heard that.
Like stuff that wasn't in that stuff before, and now it's in it. Now, like, babies are coming out, and kids are getting, like, big, and now a 6 foot, between, like, 6'5", is, like, almost normal now.
That's crazy. Yeah, Cooper, I mean, he's 14, and he's already 6'2". He might be taller than that now, but his doctor said that he wouldn't be surprised if he was, like, 6'6", 6'7".
Golly, same.
Yeah. He's taller than me. It's weird having a son that's taller than me. Like, I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't know it was going to be so soon. I know. And then Vera, we were talking yesterday or the day before, and she just starts screaming, crying because I told her that KJ would probably be taller than her. And she's like, I'm always going to be so little. I'm like, no, boys are just naturally taller than girls. I said, my brother, he's littler. He's my little brother, but he's taller than me. And she was like, oh, God.
No.
I said, you might be taller than Hannah or Melissa, though, and you're younger than them. And then that made her happy. She's like, oh.
I feel like she beat somebody out.
Yeah. She just needs to be taller than somebody. I told her, you know, it'll be a while before KJ gets taller than her, so just soak it in. Because I was taller than you for a long time. You were a little guy. We had so much energy when we were younger.
Yep, that we did. That we did. I mean, it goes for, like, everyone, but...
Yeah. I know KJ was just running yesterday, just back and forth, just full sprint running. And I was like, I really wish I still had some of that energy.
Yeah, where, like, you're just kind of, like, hanging out and, like, you know, I'm just going to start running.
Run back and forth.
Just run back and forth.
And Vera, she's the same way. She just, like, dances and frolics. And she wants me to turn on music all the time so she can dance. And her dancing is basically just jumping up and down. Yeah, and then KJ will join in with his jumping up and down. And she'll tell me to dance with her, and so I will for a song, and then I got to sit down.
Yeah. Jumping up and down turns into sitting down.
Yeah. We watched Rocket Man over the weekend. Have you seen that?
Rocket Man? No, but the first thing that popped in my head was Rocketeer, my favorite movie when I was little.
Well, it's nothing like that.
What is Rocket Man? Wait, is that the...
It's the Elton John.
Yeah, Elton John.
Biopic or whatever. But it's a musical. I was not prepared for that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So they, like, they do his life, but they sing during it, you know? Huh. Not just, like, during concerts, but actual singing during moments in his life.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it was really good. Like, the kids could not watch it because there were some pretty, there were drug scenes and sex scenes and stuff like that, you know.
Drug and sex scenes.
Yeah, where they were having sex on drugs.
I was going to say sex with drugs.
And he has the suicide scene where he tries to kill himself. But every time a song would come on, Vera would come in there because she wanted to know if it was her favorite Elton John song. And of course, they didn't play her favorite one until the very end. It was the I'm Still Standing song. Do you know that one?
Mm-mm.
I'm still standing after all this time. You got to listen to it. I can't really sing.
That's good.
Mine is Your Song by Elton John. You know that one, right?
Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah. And if everybody knows Rocket Man. But hers is the I'm Still Standing song because it was in that movie Sing, the animated movie. Mm-hmm. And the gorilla sang it. And the guy that did the voice for the gorilla actually played Elton John in the movie.
Huh.
Yeah. And he did a really good job. He was actually in The Kingsman. Have you ever seen that movie?
I've seen part of it.
He's the young guy. His name
with
is
the glasses?
Taron Egerton or something like that. Edgerton? Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the glasses. He did really
actually
good.
The only reason I even know the Elton John song, Your Song,
mm-hmm.
is from my favorite musical, and really the only musical like I've ever like I've watched some other ones and it was like immediately bailed on them.
Moulin Rouge.
I love me some Moulin Rouge.
Yeah. I know you do. Yeah. Anybody that knows you do.
That is a great movie. It made Ewan McGregor like my favorite, like my second favorite actor.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good song. It's my favorite. Just because, I don't know, it's a pretty song and it's kind of funny, you know?
Yeah.
Because he says, you know, if I was a sculptor, then again, no. Yeah. But, you know, Elton John didn't write any of his songs. He had a writer that he still works with today. And
yeah,
they've never had an argument. Mm-hmm. At least that's what they say. Even though in the movie they did. But, like,
what?
Yeah.
That's probably for just drama.
I want to see Elton John. He was supposed to come to Greensboro in May, and I wanted to go see him, but they postponed it. So hopefully you don't get the corona before then.
Yeah. Damn Rona.
I know. It killed Joe Diffie. Remember that country singer?
Mm-mm.
He sang the song. He sang a lot of songs. One of the songs was Prop Me Up. Beside the jukebox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I hope somebody did that.
I think I actually saw something on Facebook about that.
Yeah.
That was like the actual like meme for it.
Oh. I just hope they stay away from Betty White because she's like 100 now.
Is she really? I mean, she was.
No, she. I think she's getting close. Let me see how old Betty White is. I wonder how old the oldest person, I know the oldest person that ever lived that they know of was in their 120s when they died.
Really?
Yeah. And this guy, I watched the TED Talk because I like watching those. He was talking about the older people and their genetics. And he interviewed this one guy that was 100 and something. And he said that he never drank and he never smoked. And that's why he's lived that long. Then he interviewed a woman. She said that she exercises and eats right, and that's why she lived that long. And then he interviewed the oldest woman that ever lived. She was like 120 at the time, and she smoked every day. And she drank a beer every night. She had to quit smoking when she turned 120 because she couldn't hold a lighter anymore to light it. Like, dang. Not because she wanted to live longer, but because she literally couldn't smoke anymore. She's 98 years old.
Oh, yeah. So right at it.
Yeah. I know, what's his name? Carl Reiner. He's old. You know what I'm talking about? He's 98 too. He's Rob Reiner's father. He's friends with Dick Van Dyke. He was actually on the Dick Van Dyke Show. He was his boss, I think, or one of his friends. But he's like produced a lot of movies and he's big in like Hollywood. You know Rob Reiner, right? He's he's a director and he was in All in the Family as the meathead, his son-in-law. That's a good show. Have you ever seen All in the Family?
Mm-hmm.
Archie Bunker?
No.
Really? Daddy made so many Archie Bunker references when we were younger. You need to watch it. It's funny. It's about this like crotchety old man played by, what's his name? Carol O'Connor, who also played in Heat of the Night. I know you watched that. In the Heat of the Night, the cop show.
No. I mean, maybe when I was little, because I mean, like I said, we used to watch a lot of shows when we were younger that were out of our age range.
Oh, yeah.
Or even our generation.
Yeah.
Because I watched Dick Van Dyke Show.
I love the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
But anyways, on this show, he's got a wife that just, you know, caters to his every whim, but she also has, like, her opinions, too, and she has an odd voice. And at the beginning, they're both singing. She's playing the piano. And he is, like, stuck in his ways. But his son-in-law is, like, liberal and a progressive. This was in the 70s. Mm-hmm. They had like a cross dresser on there. They had lots of different issues, and it was like a trailblazing show, basically. But he was an obvious racist. He was a homophobe. He hated people that leached off the government. You know what I mean? And his son-in-law was always there to kind of be the other side of the argument. And they would have those tiffs, and he called him a meathead. But you need to watch it. It's funny. It's entertaining. I like it. And their daughter, I can't remember who played her, but she's been in some other stuff too. She was in Gilmore Girls. She probably hadn't watched that either. But I watch a lot more TV than the average person, I would say. I've seen a lot of TV shows, only because I want to write TV shows, so I need it for research.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and I think All in the Family is one of the top probably 10 sitcoms of all time. Like, if I had to make a list of my top 10 favorite sitcoms, it would be Golden Girls, Roseanne, Seinfeld, All in the Family,
Frasier.
Oh yeah, Frasier. I've watched Frasier like twice.
Yeah, same here.
Cheers.
I'm not a big fan of Cheers.
Good. Oh, it's really well written. I think that's why I like to watch it, because they set up the scenes very well. You know everything that's happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like Carla. Taxi's a good show. It's funny. What are some other shows that I've watched? Oh, man. This is going to take a while. I'll have to think about it and come back to you. What's your favorite sitcom?
Oh, I'm not even really that big into TV, but I mean, stuff like, I mean, I do, like, a lot of times I'll put on, like, Seinfeld, Frasier, Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that's just background noise for me.
Andy Griffith's show would have to be in the top 10.
Yeah, Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I don't really branch out and watch new stuff. I just put on old stuff to, like, just have going on while I'm doing other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm more for movies. I like to sit down and watch a good movie.
Movies are good. I guess that's the continuation of the show that I like. So we're rewatching Roseanne because it's on Prime. And it's just, I just love the show. Like, I know most of the words to some of the episodes, but it's funny. Even though I know what's going to happen, I still think it's hilarious. Yeah. Like, I died laughing, and I knew Darlene was going to say this, but I still died laughing when she said it. Roseanne and Dan are talking about losing weight or whatever, and they're trying to say who has the most body fat. And she's like, face it, you're both tanks. And it's just hilarious to me. But shows now are so trying to be so PC that they don't really call people fat, you know? Or,
yeah. Okay. That's why I still like South Park.
Oh, yeah.
I still watch South Park. South Park, I think they keep up with current events and make fun of everything. So I do enjoy that.
Yeah. Nobody is safe with South Park.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's, you don't even hear controversy about it anymore. It's just accepted, like, oh, South Park did this again.
It's expected.
Yep.
But not a lot of shows are like that anymore. They're all trying to, I don't know, just, I know that with Friends being on Netflix when it was, there were like these millennials, like, I guess not millennials, the generation after millennials, generation whatever,
millennia eyes.
They were, they like protested it, and there was like a fucking change.org petition started to get it off of Netflix because of like it being homophobic or anything like that. I can't remember exactly why either. Somebody said something bad about a gay guy or something. It's so stupid now. Huh. Like, those people should not watch All in the Family if they're offended by that, because whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Blossom. Oh. Well, I think the show has come to an end.
I know, but there'll all be next time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to hear if anybody has, like, their top 10 favorite sitcoms, or think their top 10 best sitcoms of all time. I also want to hear if people would create a robot. What for?
Yeah, what would you do with a robot? Be honest.
Would you create a sex robot? I personally want just a household chore robot.
Yeah.
Yeah. A duster, put my laundry up. I mean,
that does sound nice.
Yeah, just do all of my chores. And I don't have to do anything household chore-wise. I could, you know, spend my time doing podcasts.
Yeah. Important stuff.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, say what you usually do. We'll see. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what is it? Is it the Beverly Hillbillies, right?
Yeah.
Come on back now, you hear?